And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the studio with Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher. We're going to be talking tuna. Lots of tuna and lots of good fishing aboard the Searcher. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
G'day folks, Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a good show today is going to be,
indeed,
man.
Indeed.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. That was quite the adventure going elk hunting. Not elk shooting, but elk hunting.
Hey, man, that's part of it.
Part of the deal, but we had a great adventure. And Carol Davis, Mike Lung, what such great guys. And beautiful, beautiful place up in eastern Utah, but I'm sticking to fishing.
That's the first thing Pete said when I came back. Man, awesome trip. Loved it. Loved every bit of it. Cool country, but I'm a fisherman.
Yeah, I'm a fisherman. Yeah, for sure. But it was a cool experience, and thanks to Harold and Mike for putting up with me and teaching me the ropes about that and first time hunting. But the elk, the female elk eluded us. We had lots of great close encounters.
You had a cow tag, not a bull tag.
We had a cow tag, not a bull tag. And lots of close encounters with amazing bull elk. I mean, just gorgeous. I had some awesome pictures posted on our Facebook page, and within 20 feet, one was
crazy.
And I had a real trophy that would have been a trophy for anybody coming within about 40 yards of us the first day. That was quite something. But I never saw a cow. Harold saw some cows, but they were too far away.
Which you described to me as like the opposite of what it would normally be. Like if you get a cow tag that time of year, that piece of ground, yep, it's kind of a slam dunk. And, you know, maybe you'll see a bull, but you're going to get a cow, no problem. And it was the opposite for you guys. Yeah. You saw all kinds of big trophies, but the quote-unquote slam dunk wasn't around.
Harold's never missed filling his tag in 10 years at this place. And it's called Tavaputs Ranch up in, it's a 10,000-acre private ranch, beautiful, beautiful place. It's 9,000 feet, which really kicked my butt, I can tell you that. Because the hiking is not easy.
I believe it.
The hiking's pretty intense, yeah, up hills and sides and chasing around animals and stuff like that. But just the scenery, and there's bears up there and lots of wildlife, eagles and hawks and all kinds of really great sights. And seeing these bull elk in their element was pretty amazing. Hearing them bugle is just incredible.
Yeah, your skin crawl.
Very eerie sound. But it was a great experience. It was weird because it was a full moon, which, of course, the guides said they've never seen it like this. And where have we heard this during before, right? The guys, they said it was a full moon, which hurt us. It's been super dry up there, very little rain, and very, very warm. It was in the 70s at 9,000 feet, high 70s.
Wow.
So all of that, and the trees hadn't changed color yet. So all of that played into basically the animals weren't in the rut yet.
As far as they were concerned, it was still the middle of summer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, oh well.
Yeah. Part you had a great time.
You pays
in the
your
field
money, it takes your chances,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but that was a cool experience,
man,
for sure. But let's get back to fishing, something that is passionate in my heart for sure, and that's with Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. So what's been? You just got back yesterday, right?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got in from a 3-day trip. Herzog Electric. Those guys had a good time. Caught some fish and
caught some fish. You caught a lot of fish.
Yeah, we had one day that was good fishing. Nice grade yellowfin tuna, you know, long drift. You know, you have two or three fish hooked up all the time. Occasionally you get more than that, occasionally less, and just a nice easy pace. And
how cool.
And good weather, good people, good fishing. It was a great day.
Lots of fishing time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so great. So what's the trick? What's how do you getting on this fish and how are you catching it? Because the grade of fish, you see these pictures, it's nice grade fish.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the jackpot fish from, we didn't have a jackpot on this trip, but, you know, the jackpot fish on the trip prior to that was 30 pounds.
Nice.
That's great.
Yellowfin?
Yellowfin. I mean, there's a few small ones in there that are 8 or 10 pounds, but for the most part, it's 15 to 25-pound yellowfin.
Nice
and
fish.
It's great. You got to have, you know, 20 to 30-pound test and some fluorocarbon and a small hook you know, they're not biting heavy line or anything like that. It's a little bit more of a finesse thing. You got to be able to cast a bait. And a lot of, since we had a bunch of novices, it's a lot of crew fishing, hook in hand, and that sort of thing. And so, you know, you got one or two crew members back there casting baits and handing rods off, and the rest of the crew's taking care of tangles and gaffing and doing that sort of stuff. So, but it's fun. It's good fishing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So what's the trick in getting a bite?
Well, you know, we talk about this all the time about bait selection, you know, and changing your bait frequently. If you don't get a swimmer, then you got to wind it in and put a new one on. And so you have to spend a little extra time at the bait tank and get a lively bait. That's key, is getting one that actually swims, takes line off of your spool, and And that's what, you know, you get a bite on for sure.
Certainly after you do it for a while, live bait fishermen, they know that one. You put that bait
sure.
on and you know that one that's this bait's going to get bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yep.
You get the feel for that, right?
That's so funny. We talked about that last weekend, too. At length, it's the exact same thing. Like, when you cast that bait and it hits the water and line starts peeling off the reel, sometimes you just know. Like, no matter what, no matter how busy the stop is or how slow it is, sometimes you cast a bait and you know, like, man, something is going to bite this one. It just
And you're getting a bite right away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you got to wait 30, 40 seconds or a minute or something like
it's
that.
Happening.
In 10 seconds, when you get a swimmer, you get a bite. So
advice to the novice, change your bait. If you don't have one of those,
yeah,
right away change the bait.
That and have a crew member cast your bait for you.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's one of those things where if you don't get it out away from the boat a little bit, you know the famous homing bait that you underhand it out there and it just swims right back underneath the boat. And
so...
You know, you got to have that bait out in the zone.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so if you're having trouble, then get a crew member to cast your bait for you, and we're happy to do that.
Yeah. Put your head in the sardine's eyes, right? And think, where would I rather be? Under the boat where it's nice and safe, or out there where there's something's going to eat me like right away, right? I mean, that's, you know, they want to go back under the boat, and that's
not
going to get a bite, right?
Yeah.
I need a dumb fast one.
Yeah, it's a dumb fast one. It just goes the opposite
exactly.
way of the boat, right? That's what you want.
That's
for
it.
For sure. And part of that is making the right cast so that the guy, the sardine doesn't know where the boat is, right?
Yeah, you get it out away from the boat a ways. Yeah, yeah.
Indeed.
Bait selection, too. I mean, you know, Irving Ham Brothers does such a great job.
The
and
best, yeah.
And for the most part, you know, we have great bait all the time. But, you know, there's one in the handwheel that is better than the rest.
Right.
And so you
got to
just
take
your time a little bit and spend an extra 10 seconds actually looking at the baits that are in the handwheel. And it doesn't have to be a big one. You know, everybody, give me a big bait. I need a bigger bait. Get some fresh bait. Well, I'd rather have a 4-inch one that swims than a 6-inch one that doesn't.
Totally.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, and take your time.
No matter how good every bait is in the tank, there's always a best.
Like, yeah.
Even, you know, if they're all
the
good,
one you can't catch.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Searcher, just a great fishing platform
beautiful.
And a lot of history behind the Searcher, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The boat will be 50 years old next May.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, 95 feet, air-conditioned cabins, air-conditioned galley, RSW system for your catch. You know, you catch a fish and it gets bled and tagged and put directly in 30-degree water. So it comes out sushi grade and you know, our fish holds work really, really well good bait capacity with that bait tank that we put on here. This is a
beast.
Season with it, and so we have extra bait now and it works really, really well. And you know, we just redid the interior in the galley, so that's
looks great.
A nice upgrade for the boat. And so every year we do something to, you know, protect the investment and make it as comfortable for the customer as possible. And so
I was in the shop just the other day, and a gentleman came off of, I believe it was a 2-day that you guys had run, but was just raving about food, and went on and on, said he'd rode every boat, and he just gave you guys the highest accolades, and just said
you.
That he was so well taken care of, and
yeah,
he just had nothing but the best things to say.
Well, you know, we work really hard at the things that we can control, you know, make sure the service is good, make sure the food is good, make sure you're safe, make sure that you're comfortable in your cabin. Make sure that your catch is preserved. And those things we can control. We can't do anything about the weather, and we can't do anything about the fish biting.
Right.
We can take you to where there's a ton of fish, and if they don't bite, then that's out of our hands. But so we work really, really hard at the things that we can control.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the food is one of things. You know, fresh ingredients and guys that are, you know, come out of culinary school and – they know what they're doing back there, and they put out a great meal every meal, and it's hot, and there's plenty of it, and It's delicious. It's yes. great.
That's what you've always said, too, is, you know, that there's very few things that ever come out of a box or a can on the searcher, you know, that they
yeah, very
make
few.
Everything. You know, everything gets made, you know.
Yeah, we go through a lot of flour, you know.
Yeah, fresh bread
fresh
every day.
Fresh bread. And, yeah.
All fresh ingredients. That's one of the keys. And that's important when you're out fishing. You need to be nourished, right?
Certainly.
Well nourished.
And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, the price of a trip nowadays is up there, so you're spending your hard-earned money. We want to take care of you. We want to make sure you're getting your money's worth on the things that we can control.
One thing I mentioned that is amazing, the care that you take of the searcher. 50 years old, one of the legendary boats, Cape Polaris. Back in the day, Bill Poole built the boat, right? Lots of history there. But what do you say to people that say, well, wow, that boat's really old. Is it still safe?
Well, I would go back to the construction of it originally. I mean, think about this. It's double planked mahogany. The hull is 2 inches thick. The keel is made out of fur, and that thing is 12 inches thick, and at spots it's 40 inches high, tall.
Wow.
And all the frames in the hull itself, all the internal construction is all mahogany, so we're talking hardwood. And it's all glued and screwed and fastened with silicon braun fasteners.
Wow.
That we get inspected, and every 5 years we have to take fasteners out of the hull to get them inspected and make sure that they're, up to standards.
Yeah.
And you take a 49-year-old fastener out of it, and it's not brand new by any means, but you wonder why you took it out.
Yeah, it comes right out and goes right back in.
Comes right out. Well, we put brand new ones back in, but so it's the thing's a tank.
Yeah,
it's a tank.
And I gotta say that myself, being the owner of a boat that's 40 plus years old, they don't build them like they used to. Bottom line, they couldn't build that boat today.
Well, they could.
They could.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it'd be cost prohibitive.
It would be
you
millions
wouldn't be able to
and
pay
millions
for
of
it.
Dollars.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So but it's had its issues, and we've dealt with it, and we are fortunate in the San Diego area to have some wonderful marine carpenters that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I've been on there for 37 years now, so I'm not a bad wood butcher myself. And it's one of those things where, I'm going out on the boat, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to come back.
Yeah.
I've got a family and a nice home that I'd like to be in, and I got a great wife. I'm a lucky guy, and I want to come home.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to skimp on a project that needs to be taken care of, and we're protecting our investment. You know, we have the boat and the business, so you know, we want when it gets passed on to somebody else, we want to have something that's worth it. So,
for sure.
Awesome, buddy.
So 37 years on that boat, I would imagine you know every square inch and pretty friendly with almost every silicon bronze screw in that boat.
Pretty close. I mean, there's some places that you can't access because of the construction. But, yeah, I know it well.
You know it well, yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information here from Captain Mark Taylor,
the
searcher.
This is one of my most favorite shows with our most favorite people, and it's a really good time, and so much to cover and so much to talk about. We want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join us on the fan. We would love to hear from you. And if you want to get through, it's going to be a very busy morning. Art's a very popular guy, and Pete has lined up a very special prize today, too. So if you want to get through, join us on the fan, 833-288-0973. I'll say it again, 833-288-0973. That's the number on the fan this morning. And not only when you call through are you going to get a chance to talk to Art himself, get your questions answered, enjoy some fun, you're also going to be one of the people eligible for such a killer prize. And somebody at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. These are the Barrier Reefs. It's a really cool frame. This one is the brown and gold frame. It's like a almost like a fade of color. It's a really good-looking pair of glasses. This one comes with the Braun HCL lens, which is the lens that I would say covers the most scenarios, period. You know, from offshore fishing to inshore, low light, high light. A bronze HCL is like the most broad range spectrum coverage, so a really nice lens. And of course, it's that super thin glass material from Maui Jim. So
yeah,
we're really excited to get to give away just the best pair of glasses on the water in that Barrier Reef Maui Jim. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to talk to Art. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at FastLaneKayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Duh. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is here. We're talking fishing. Phones are packed, but just keep on trying. You'll be able to get through. Now, Ricky, you had quite the day with your boat partner Neil this past week on Big Tuna. And first of all, congratulations for breaking the 300-plus pound mark there. Tell us about it.
That was an amazing trip that will probably go down as the best one we'll ever have. It was certainly the best day for our boats. And we went to Clemente and fished that big fish as it has been there. And it wasn't a particularly wide open or crazy day, but we were in the right places at the right time, and we had four bites, and we got all four fish, and it was just the size was incredible. We caught what we estimated at two fish that were like in the 260 plus range. And then later in the afternoon, we had another one that we thought, you know, man, this thing is really long. It might hit the magical number, might be a 300-pounder. And we were really stoked, and we gill and gut all of those big ones, you know, and keep them in bags. And we talked about, like, oh, maybe we should save. We thought that the fish was so close that maybe it was worth trying to save the gill and guts just to see what they weighed so we would know. But we all said the same thing. Who cares? You know, it is what it is. And so we gilled and gut them and put them all in there and just had an amazing day. Three giant ones, you know, two that we thought were 260 or better, and one that we thought maybe even bigger. And when we got back, we had them all iced up in bags, and the next day when we went down to the processor to get them all weighed, our fish went 305, 297, and 280, and those were all with no gills and no guts.
So definitely two over 300 and maybe three over 300.
Yeah, probably the third one right there.
It's about 10%, right, Art?
So that'd be, yeah, exactly. 28, yep. That'd be 28 pounds on a 280. But, I mean, again,
crazy.
Regardless, it was
and then
was
you have a little 160,
and we had
right?
160.
Yeah,
yeah.
Our little baby. Yeah.
It
crazy.
It was an amazing day and a trip with a couple of my best buds, and it was just – We're just laughing coming home at just how smooth everything happened. You know, there was just no issues with the boat and
you mean it doesn't always
happen
that way?
It was just like, I mean, you know, we talked about it a couple times in the show. You know, we swung, it's trophy hunting. And I mean, I've been to the island on multiple trips, you know, where we have blanked or fished, you know,
sure,
for 14 hours for a bite and got one. And this one, the stars just aligned. And with that big fish, it's not like you can target a 300-pounder instead of a 100-pounder, and the quality of the island this year has kicked out some amazing fish, and every day there's been a few of those big ones, and we had the horseshoe and the stars aligning and everything that, you know, the several big bites that the island kicked out all happened to be on our baits. You know, they were, it wasn't from the same school, you know, most of those bites were a mile or more apart from each other.
Wow.
We just got very lucky that we were in the right place at the right time, and we had very appropriate tackle and guys that were real good at pulling on them. And those fish all made moves that could have got you into big trouble. Bluefin are so weird when they're coming up to – they're just not like a yellowfin where they just lay out in those nice flat circles and just come back around. You know, they switch directions and double back, and they shake their head real bad and all kinds of things that could have got us into trouble. But we were lucky that the things went our way, and whether it myself or my buds, whoever was on the rod was – very heads up and aware and able to make whatever adjustments, and we got lucky and had just
crazy.
I mean, it was a lifetimer.
How long did it take you to kill that estimated 330-304 on the scale there?
Probably 20 minutes.
20
you know?
Minutes.
Wow.
20
minutes, maybe a little
tackle.
Bit less than that. Yeah, I mean, nothing crazy. We had a Talica 50. I have said it on the show. I just want it to be heard again. This has nothing to do with any show sponsorship. I am certain there is not a better piece of fishing tackle to catch a big tuna than a Talica 50 2-speed and a CalStar Graphiter 770 double extra heavy.
Wow.
That is
that's
it,
the equipment.
Period. That is as good as they come.
Yeah. Straight butt, bent butt?
Just a standard, you know, straight I mean, in a perfect world, I think a bent butt on a skiff like that would be even better, but, you know, we do a lot of long-range fishing, and that rod makes a lot more sense. You know, we don't have the type of budget to have a rod just for the skiff and then one for this. So it's just a stock. I mean, this is a stock off of the rack, CalStar Graphiter 770
wow.
and a Talica 50. And I made the wind on with 200-pound Seaguar Blue Label. And it was just awesome, man.
Good for you.
Yeah,
well, congratulations.
Really cool.
What an epic
thanks,
day.
Buddy. Yeah, it was
epic,
a really, really fun
day.
One for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Well, the phones are packed for sure. Why don't we jump into them and start it with our buddy Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, I'm not getting you started. The day's really going fast with those fish, Rick. Great job.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. It was a fun experience.
Hey, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with Art. He runs an amazing operation, and I just have to say it's one of the crown jewels of the San Diego fleet. Art, you guys and your wife and the crew and everybody just does a wonderful job. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you very much. Those are very kind words. We appreciate that.
Well, they're well earned. Actually, two questions for you. I thought of a second one if we have time. Number one, how's it feel to finally get back to Guadalupe here the last couple of seasons, and has anything changed from your perspective? And then, you ever thought about how many nautical miles you put on the Searcher in 37 years?
I have a friend that comes on our natural history trip Phillips, and he said that nautical miles, think about going to the moon and back and halfway back to the moon.
Holy mackerel.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
He figured it out. He did the math.
Yeah, sure.
So go to the moon and back and then back out to the moon.
that's how many miles
I put on the searcher. Now, I haven't been there for that entire time, but in 37 years, that's how many miles a searcher's gone.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
A lot. Yeah,
pretty
it's
impressive.
A lot. And as far as Guadalupe is concerned, we're very privileged to have a permit to go out there. And, you know, it's an exciting place to go to. It's a chance for a quality yellowfin, and, you know, the scenery is cool. And
how's the fishing been out there?
The fishing's been pretty good. We haven't been out there for the last month because we've been doing short trips. But
sure.
We're going back out there Sunday, and we have...
Tomorrow.
You have
a spot open, I see. Too.
Yeah, there's a couple spots open for
tomorrow. It's a 7-day trip.
7-day trip with Seeker rods. And
and you'll be going to Guadalupe Island.
We're going to Guadalupe. We have, it's either 7 or 8 weeks here starting tomorrow that I'm pretty sure that the majority of those trips are going to Guadalupe. It's kind of a... You know, a mystical place, Guadalupe Island, just the weather.
Such a cool spot.
And it's a cool spot.
It looks so prehistoric. Like, it's like something out of a movie.
Yeah, you know, Jurassic Park or something like that.
You see, like, the clouds, like, rip off the top of it. It's just really cool.
We're lucky to get the opportunity to take our customers there. And, you know, so We're looking forward to getting back out there.
Yeah,
awesome.
Well, if you want to go on a Guadalupe trip, tomorrow's a great opportunity. Great price, $27.50, and it's going to be a light load.
Boy, call this morning because we got paperwork.
Boy.
You know,
yeah,
we have to clear out of the U.S. and clear into Mexico and Ensenada. So if you're thinking about going, I'd call Celia this morning.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be difficult to add you to the paperwork.
Yeah,
but we do have, you know, there's
a couple of spots
on the ultra-limited load trips. That's another thing going to Guadalupe Island with 14 people. You get your own cabin, and it's laid back, and those are great trips.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Yeah, I see a 6-day trip on the 29th with a spot open, ultra-limited load. 15 people. Get
14.
Your own... 14 people total.
Yeah.
Get your own cabin.
So crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the one right after that has a spot open, too.
Yeah.
14 people on it.
We talk about it all the time and told all the stories, but every time the searcher does one of those, I always trip out from being at the tackle store and then looking down onto the boat. Like, there's just no one on the boat. You know, if three or four guys are, like, putting stuff away in their room and the other guys are on top of the deck, it's just... It's like there's a problem. You're like looking around for the rest of the guys, making sure everybody gets onto the boat. I mean, it's a 95-foot boat, put 14 people on there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's the first year that we started doing those things, I tell this story all the time. You know, you have this great big ball of yellowtail under you, and you go running back there, and there's a dozen guys, and half of them are hooked up. It's like, where the hell is everybody?
They're all here.
Get out there.
Out of the boat.
Well, they're all out there.
I mean, think about that. One or two guys are in the galley getting something done. One or two guys are fishing up the side. There's nobody left. You know, you put every single passenger side by each in the back of the boat, and there's still room across the stern.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Those are hugely popular, too. So
they are, yeah.
The opportunity to jump on those last minute here is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. SearcherSportFishing.com has a complete Saturday. Now, don't do what I did. I looked on the top of the schedule. It's the 2020 schedule.
Yeah, we just went live with 2020.
Yeah. And I was amazed.
So you have to scroll down
to
get to the remainder of 2019. So it got flip-flopped somehow.
Yeah.
Not sure how that happened. But regardless, 2019, scroll down. You can see the dates that are available and the spots that are available. And then 2020, if you want to get on next year's schedule, you can book direct online there at SearcherSportFishing.com.
And I'm impressed as how many spots are already gone for 2020, too.
Yeah, you know, people that are rebooking from trips that they went on this year and had a good time and rebooked for next year. So there's already some trips that are full.
Yeah, good for you,
That's great. Well-deserved. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We're going to find out what's biting in the Baja because we got the cast man standing by. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Amza Knives. handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series knives from Anza Knives. It's made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's much easier to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers all kinds of other knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check out AnzaKnives.com for more details, or go check out the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. There is not a better knife, and it was a collection of time and effort by both all the pros at Fisherman's Processing, the experts at Anza Knives putting their heads together to build what is just no doubt the best knife. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Very, very cool.
All you have to do is pick one up, and you'll know.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting. We got Richard Castaneda, the cast man, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, and Art, and Pete. Welcome back, great white hunter.
Thanks, cast man. Never even pulled the trigger, so I don't know how great I am.
That's all right. I had the same results on my first and last elk trip.
Yep. Well, you and that's me too. I'm a fisherman.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention Art that that boat of yours. I was surprised it's that old. It looks so brand new. I mean, you keep that thing just pristine.
Tip
I mean,
top.
I was really surprised.
Well, thank you very much.
And the food there was good. I couldn't imagine doing the 3 or 4 day trip, man. I'd come back at least 40 pounds heavier, and I don't eat. But anyway, we got some hurricane news down in southern Baja. Lorena came ashore there right in Cabo and headed up the coast toward La Paz yesterday. I haven't heard the results. It wasn't a major, major hurricane. I think the winds were around 80, but I'm sure it dumped a lot of rain, so I'm interested to see how that flooding went. And then right behind it is Mario. Now, he's kind of tracking to the west, but they're thinking he's going to swing in, and he's really close to Lorena. And so I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that. I'm hoping he hits in further north, up in that area where there's not much going on there above Mag Bay and Guerrero Negro. But it's that time of year, man. You know, like I said, I think I tell people, if you're going to get them, it's going to be this month. But fishing before the hurricane was just fabulous down there in the San Jose del Cabo area. Up there, the typical banks, the Iman, the San Luis, the Dorado Bite, the Wahoo Bite, is steadily turning on. It's getting better and better every week. They're getting some nice quality fish, 45, 50-pound Wahoo, yellowfin tuna, 60, 70 pounds in that same area there. And, of course, all up and down the coast, the Laredo all the way down to the tip. Plenty of Dorado, not really big fish, but there are getting some quality, 15, 20 pounders, an occasional bull, 35 and 40. So it's some really, really good fishing. I think once these storms get by there, and Dorado can't get any better, but you figure with all that flotsam that's coming out of those dry riverbeds, there should be a lot of stuff those Dorado are going to be hanging out under. So it's some really, really good fish. And of course, the marlin are there, blues, stripers, and sails. But, That's the report for this week. I've been suffering a little sinus this past week. Day before yesterday, I had some laryngitis and could barely speak, but I'm bouncing back. But,
yeah, sounds like,
Gassman,
you're down in the weather a little bit, huh?
Yeah, and of course, USC's win over Utah last night really caught my spirit.
Did that make you feel better? Good for you.
Yeah. Made you feel better, but made the voice go away a little more, I'm sure.
Not really. I didn't do much yelling going on.
Great report, Cashman. Glad to hear there's some excellent fishing going on in the Baja. Glad to hear that the storms were, past so far so good. And we appreciate you always keeping us up to date with what's going on down in the Baja.
All right, man. Well, listen, you want to get in on any of our trips, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll speak to you guys next Saturday.
Hey, Cashman, any spots available on that January Lake El Salto trip with you and Corey Sandin?
I've got 4 spots left.
Wow.
January 10 to 14, and typical great time of year to fish that lake.
Oh, yeah. Good times. All right, Cass, man, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, man.
All right, thanks a lot, Cass. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Art. We got more of your phone calls when we come back. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. Aligned with Hobie, together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Boy, oh boy, after this week's great fishing that Ricky and Neil had on their boat, you got to talk about Talica 50, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's just not a better big fish reel, in my opinion, made than that thing. It's power, it's smooth. I mean, it's one of the few pieces of equipment that, I mean, it makes a world of difference when you know, you have the same load on a rod and reel with something else versus Talica 50. It is physically easier to turn the handle, and it has a lot to do with the internals of that reel, that their X-ship, which is basically bearing-supported gear alignment, so the teeth are the gears, and the teeth in the gear are perfect alignment, big handles, big gears, big power, extremely rigid frames, and it just equates to no loss of torque. You just have so much power when you're turning the handle. It is the best big fish reel in my mind ever made.
How many pounds of drag are you putting on those?
A lot.
And it can handle it. That's the thing about Talica. It can handle it. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer. Nothing like it. The Talica 50 from Shimano.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
How smart is your smart speaker? I'll tell you. It's smart enough to stream The Fan. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Captain Art Taylor of the Searchers here. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos. Hey, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Next one up there. We'll do John and Escondido.
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, the wrong John.
All good. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, so my question for Art would be, do you do the shark diving trips? But then I have a comment. I was in your shop on Tuesday, Rick. We took the kids out fishing for a half-day boat in the afternoon, and so I wanted to make a full day of it. So I went out on the half-day in the morning, and we were having a great time. We were making drifts, catching big rockfish, and then the bluefin showed up. And we couldn't have been a quarter mile outside the thing. And Cody, you know, everybody had, there was only 11 of us, and 10 of them had rental gear, but I brought my gear. and we hooked two. We didn't land either one of them, but one of them we fought for over an hour. Me and Cody were tag teaming. We were around the boat around six times. We got him to come to the boat twice. He was over 100 pounds. It was a lot of fun. And Cody's like, "Hey, what's your biggest bluefin?" And I go 225, and he's like, "Well, what's your biggest bluefin on the half day boat?" But
half
we were
day
laughing.
Fishing.
What a what a great skipper and stuff. And I'll listen to your comment.
And this is like 5 miles off of Point Loma. Is that right?
Not even 5 miles. We were a quarter mile straight out, right off the point. I mean, you could have swam to the shore. It was, it was just crazy, crazy close.
It was really fun being in the shop in the office that day, hearing Cody calling in from the, radioing in from the boat, just freaking out. He said, "We're 2 miles west of the Whistler buoy right now."
Oh,
and,
my.
And then, sent a picture message on the phone, and he was not lying. And there were spots up absolutely everywhere.
Foamers.
Just big foamers, that fish got in there, and there was lots of bait, and they were just going to town. And hearing, John here and Cody when they came back to the boat, they hooked two, and that fish was 100 pounds or better, and that was in the rock, where you're catching sculpin, there's 100 pounders blowing out around the boat.
Yeah, how about that, Art?
Pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. We are so lucky to have this stock of bluefin tuna in our own backyard, and that's in our front yard.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. Yeah, they swam past the back.
So, that's incredible that the amount of bluefin tuna that's around. I was talking to Ray on the American Angler, and he stopped on a school that he said was the size of the commercial basin. So think about from Fisherman's Landing all the way out to the Bally High restaurant, that commercial basin, it was that big.
Holy mackerel.
That's so rad.
So that's crazy.
Wow.
And, John, to answer your questions, we don't do cage shark diving trips anymore, but Islander Charters, John Conniff does those things, and he is currently doing shark diving trips, great white shark trips to Guadalupe Island. So
and
if you're interested
available.
In going, you can get a hold of Islander Charters, and he'll take you out there.
Yeah. Hey, John, good story. Thanks a lot for the
nice
call.
Nice going, buddy.
And I got to tell you a comment on great white shark cage diving. I had the opportunity, thanks to Art Taylor, to go on a great white shark cage diving trip on the Searcher when you were doing them. It's an incredible experience. Whether you're a diver or not a diver, it's something that you should put on your list because it is
absolutely.
An unbelievable
experience. If you're into the ocean and you like getting in the water, and they're just such incredible animals. They really are,
Up close and personal.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to do that,
You can touch them. That's how close they are.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to touch
them. Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but that's how close they are to you. And you're totally safe, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Man, I want to go do that. That sounds
so
cool. So
Islander
Charter. You should go.
That's cool.
If you haven't done
I
want
it. I want
to
do that.
You should add it to your list and get
Islander,
a hold of John.
Yeah, islandercharters.com. They do on the Islander. Yeah, and they're currently in that mode right now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's at the island now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back in those phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kyle? Kyle calling us from San Marcos. What's up, Kyle? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Kyle?
Good morning.
Oh, hey. Well, first off, congratulations, Rick. What an amazing day you had, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Which prompts the second question. My first question's over to Art. Is there any rhyme or reason to the numbers on all the fishing spots out there? I mean, you got 305, 371, 43, 14. Like, it makes no sense to me how those numbers came about. And then if you could answer that. And then secondly, to Rick, what time of day did you catch those big ones?
Well, to answer your question, that's depth. So the 43 is 43 fathoms. That's if you look at the chart, all nautical charts have, depending upon which chart you buy, the numbers on the chart is the depth. So if you buy one that's fathoms, then it'll show 43 fathoms, the 60-mile bank. It comes up to 60 fathoms, and the fathom curves, 500 fathom curves, 1,000 fathom curves, 100 fathom curves next to the coast. So that's depth. So if you're buying one in the U.S., most likely it's going to be feet or fathoms. So that's where the names of those banks, the 281, the 226, the 302, right outside of San Diego is its depth.
Wow. All right. Very good. Hope that covers it for you. And Rick?
Time of day was just spread out. You know, we left San Diego around 6 o'clock in the morning because we had to wait to get our breakfast and lunch sandwiches from Dana Landing. And as soon as we did that, we headed over. And it takes, you know, 2.5-3 hours for us to get over to the island and hour or two to get located. We had one bite early in the afternoon. We had another bite about an hour later. And then we found a swordfish over there. We tried to bait a swordfish for a while.
Wow.
No go. We figured we would give it until 6 because we had two big ones on the boat and our day was made. We had already high-fived and we found an area a couple miles below where we had caught our fish. And we stopped the boat just to kind of glass around. And the second, you know, we pulled the boat out of gear, you know, like a four-pack of four or five big ones swam under the boat. And so we set back up again and we got one more bite. And we were done at 3. We put another bait out while we were fighting the big one and we slid the third fish into the boat and high five. Literally, we were going to go home, and with nobody watching in the rod holder, the thing blew up again, and we caught that last one, that 160 there, and then we for sure cut everything off and drove home.
So wait a minute. What do you do with four big ones on a 25-foot Parker?
I mean, we were
right.
You
know,
yeah,
huh?
You're sitting on the fish on the way home.
We were prepared. You know, I mean, we knew that type of fishing was a possibility, and we were ready for it. And we have four big. You know, we have four really big kill bags on the boat, and we had close to 600 pounds of ice with us. And I mean, we were. You would never expect that day, but we were prepared for a day like that should it happen. And you know, our boat is unique in that it's a 25-foot Parker for a skiff like they are. They're pretty big boats, and ours is a center console, not a pilot house. So we've got a lot of room, and you know, we can keep two or three big ones in the bow and still have plenty of room to move around. And since we caught our last big one at the end of the day, we put a 90-inch kill bag and a 72-inch kill bag in the back of the boat and two 72-inch bags in the front.
Holy mackerel.
Iced them down and wedged a bean bag in between two, and one person sits in the bag and the other two sit on the lean post, and
jeez,
away we go.
Yeah, that just shows you how much load that Parker 25 can take.
Yeah, I mean, it was heavy. Heavy coming home, but no problem, man. We still jammed home at, you know, 29 knots. And
sweet.
Yeah, it was an amazing
day.
All things just, epic. It'll never be recreated. I hope it
you
does.
You never know.
It was a good one.
Hey,
fun.
It could happen. Hey, Kyle, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. You talk about being in the right place at the right time. You can focus your offshore attention right at the most productive areas by using Terrafin. It's now with the Terrafin Mobile, which is just unbelievable. You bring it up on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. You can put it on your device. You download it, take it with you, and you know exactly where those water breaks are. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Terrafin's an absolute must-have, and with Terrafin Mobile, you got to have it.
I will say this. There are guys that are so, so much better at this than I ever can or will ever be, but I will say, no question, we wouldn't have caught those fish without that. I mean, that Terrafin water chart, like, that was the reason we got our bites. Like, there was a reason that we decided to start where we did, and it was 100% because of, you know, being able to look at edges of, you know, warm and cold water and, you know, dirty and clean water. And, I mean, that was the reason we were where we were, was because of Terrafin.
That's important stuff, right, Art?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we look at, we have our fish and game tablet that we use to send our fish and wildlife logs in, and so we have the Terrafin app on that, and so we go up to the wheelhouse, up to the landing, and send our logs in, and we check Terrafin.
Yeah,
that's just kind of
find
standard
out where those breaks are.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Why are our temperature breaks so important?
Well, there's a change there of some sort, you know, and a lot of times, not necessarily this year, but in history, temperature edges are where fish congregate. So that's what we're looking for, is a temperature edge. And then with the chlorophyll map that's on there, you can overlay the sea surface temp over the chlorophyll, and so you know where the dirty water is, where the clean water is. And a lot of times that temperature edge and the clarity of the water edge is in the same place. So, you know, maybe the sea surface temperature shows the right temperature, but the chlorophyll will tell you whether or not it's the right clarity of water to be in.
Clean or dirty.
Yeah.
But a lot of this tuna has been in dirty water this year, right?
You know, that we comment on that all the time, that this fish has been in green, dirty water the whole time. And if you're in clean water, a lot of times you're in the wrong spot.
Ha!
Yeah, you got to be...
Is that still true right now?
Well, to a certain extent. To a certain extent, there is fish being caught in clean water. But for the most part, you know, the past 6 weeks that we've been catching this bluefin and yellowfin tuna, it's just been in the dirtiest water. So you get a fish to color, and you better be ready to gaff it, because when it comes to color, it's 5 feet down.
Oh, my God. That's
how dirty the water is.
That's
dirty. Right now, you know, the water's a little bit cleaner in the area that we're catching the tuna, so you see them 25 or 30 feet down.
Yeah.
So that gives you a little notice. But, you know, 3 weeks ago, it was very, very dirty water, so you had to be prepared.
Yeah. Was it clean where you guys were?
Yeah, it was... No, it wasn't.
No.
I mean, it was relatively okay, but no, it's definitely, it was what you would consider off-colored water. It wasn't, it wasn't, as Art is describing, it wasn't fish 5 feet away, but it certainly wasn't purple-blue, offshore, amazing, but, you know, green water is nutrient-rich, and the bait is there, and, you know, I always think that food conquers all, you know, I mean, as long as the conditions are halfway decent and there's lots of food there, they're fat and happy.
Yeah, for
good.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Lots of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
A radio.com sports station.
This is Skip Schumacher from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Line drive, base hit. The throw will go to second. The ball game. It's tied.
On 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
No matter if you have a casual interest in fly fishing or are a hardcore fly angler, October 5th and 6th is your weekend. The Southwest Council Fly Fishers present the largest fly fishing show in all Southern California at the Glendale Civic Auditorium. Fly fishing is great fun and not as costly or difficult as you think. It can be done in fresh or salt water, lakes, or offshore. The Glendale Civic Auditorium is the place to be on October 5th and 6th. This is where anyone can learn about fly fishing, practice how to fly fish, or improve your skills. There are classes for the kids in casting and tying their first fly, a special women's only workshop on Saturday, and loads of vendors to outfit you at reasonable prices. There are over 20 free seminars included in the admission. Best of all, newcomers are just $5 for the whole weekend. To get more info, go to flyfishingfair.com. That's flyfishingfair.com. We'll see you there.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.